last time we met, and I had a very special guest on, Karen Eckmeyer, who's a wonderful friend, quilt artist, and teacher. I received some wonderful responses to her interview with me, and some really happy winners of her patterns and books from the giveaway that I did. So I want to thank you all for listening and participating in the giveaway. I know that Karen was tickled to death with some of the emails and feedback that she had received. So thanks very much. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, please go back and do so. And you can also check on my blog for more information about Karen Eckmeyer. My blog is www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. And Karen's website is www.karenekmeyer.com. Anyway, today I wanted to kind of get into the heart of things with me anyway. I had received a ton of suggestions from my listeners and my blog readers about what they'd like to hear about on my future podcasts. So I've been reading through them, and I definitely am going to be doing quite a few of these topics in upcoming podcast episodes. But today, I thought I would focus on one thing that I know a lot of us sometimes have trouble with, including myself, is organization. One of the most common questions that I receive from my customers for Long Arm Quilting and my customers for my online fabric shop is, how do you get it all done? How do you do it all? I think what I interpret the meaning to be is, how do I get my customers' quilts quilted? How do I get my fabric that people order out the door? How do I get my own quilts done in between all that and take care of a home and a family? It's funny because sometimes I question that too. How do I do it all? I'm only one person. And so I have to say, it comes down to really basically one thing, is really organizing your time. And I know for a lot of us, it's hard to do. One of the things when I started my own business out of my house, my quilting business, was I knew that it would be a challenge, because when you work out of your house, there's always something that needs to be done in the house, per se. And sometimes it's hard to stay focused on what you're doing. So I knew that I had to make a plan for myself to get through my work day. I'll tell you what, sometimes it doesn't seem like a work day to me, because it's something I absolutely love to do, which is quilt. So anyway, I'm sitting here drinking my tea, so I'm going to take a sip of my tea right now. Sorry. Anyway, so what I planned on doing when I started my business 10 years ago was to really focus on when I could get my work done and then when I can have my own playtime. So what I do, a typical day for me anyway, is kind of like a typical day for people who actually get up and leave the house to go to work. When my husband gets up, which is 5:30, he gets up. I know it's early for a lot of people. He gets up and he gets ready, and he's usually out the door by 6. Well, about 5:45 is when I'm getting up, because I feel that I have to keep my work day consistent. So I get up before he leaves and I get myself ready just like he does. So I don't work in my pajamas, although sometimes it's tempting to do that, but I do get myself ready just like anybody else. So I do get myself dressed. I come down, I have my breakfast, my tea, and I, you know, set a time for me to be in my studio and starting my daily job. And that is one of the ways that I stay focused. If I don't do that, boy, man, time can get away from you. And I'll tell you, there's some things that I love to do. I would love to sit at the kitchen table all day with my tea and read some of those inspirational quilting blogs that I just love. But if I do that, then I don't get my work done. So I make it a point to get myself into my studio at a certain time. And that time usually is about the same time every day. And I go up there and I start my work day. I put a quilt on the machine if I hadn't done so already the day before. So there could be one ready for me to go. If I haven't done that, I put one on and I start my day. And it really does help me to keep in focus. Now, one of the things a lot of you may or may not know is I am a long-arm quilter, and I've actually, on my third long-arm machine, I continually upgraded, and now I'm at the top. I can't really go much farther. I have a Gammel Statler stitcher, which I love, 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 and I have to say that that has definitely increased my productivity and really done away with a lot of my downtime. And I'll tell you, if you're not familiar how a Statler stitcher or a computerized long arm works, it's really quite nice. One of the main reasons I had got it is because I had started developing neck problems. And I won't bore you with all the details because it can get boring. But my doctor essentially said to me at one point, you either have to stop doing what you're doing so that your neck can heal, or you have to severely cut down your hours. Well, to me, neither of those was an option. And I don't think he really liked that answer when I told him. So I really had to look into kind of revamping how I did my job. And that's when I started looking into the Statler stitcher, because I was already a Gammel owner. Statler stitcher, I knew how to run the Gammel, and Statler stitcher was a perfect way for me to go ahead and do this. And what the Statler stitcher does is it really, I'm still around at the machine, but I'm not hunched over it constantly, which I was before, which was really starting to cause me some problems in my neck. So the Statler stitcher, you basically can put a quilt on the machine. Now, if it's a simple overall edge to edge design, which I would say probably the majority of my customers will bring me edge to edge designs. It's typically the cheapest way to quilt a quilt. And if it's really going to be a utilitarian quilt and not, you know, a wall hanging or a showpiece, most people tend to prefer that because it's easily thrown in the wash and it really looks great. But anyway, if you do an overall edge-to-edge design, basically it's pretty straightforward on the Statler stitcher. You put your quilt on the machine, you set it up, you set the parameters and the measurements with the machine, you pick your design and you scale the design to the quilt. So whether it's a large or small quilt, you might want to set the density of the quilting either large or small, depending on the customer's preference. And then once everything's set up and the quilt is basted down, you can start the machine. And the machine will actually stitch on its own. So that leaves me to not be hunched over the machine. I am right there at the machine, walking around it constantly while it is running. And obviously, if a bobbin runs out, I have to put a new bobbin in. If I get a thread break, etc., I'm looking at, you know, making sure it's quilting properly. But while it is running, it leaves me free to actually cut fabric for my customers' online orders from my fabric shop, which if you haven't had a chance to visit, you really need to, because I carry some wonderful fabrics. It's www.cvquiltsworks.com/shop. I carry lots of neat stuff, plus kits and books and patterns as well, so check it out. But anyway, so while an edge-to-edge pattern is running, it does leave me free to go ahead and do things like that. If I don't have any orders right at the moment, I might sit at my sewing machine, which is right near my long arm, and might stitch a few pieces together. And that's a little bit of, I guess, my me time, which is kind of nice. And so it does give me a little more flexibility than being hunched over the machine constantly. Now, when I'm doing a custom quilt, that's a different story. I am at the machine. I may not be completely hunched over if I'm not doing, you know, some free form work. If I'm setting in a specific block into a quilt, a specific motif into a block, you know, you have to set up the parameters, enter those into the computer part of the long arm, so that the gammel head, the head of the machine, knows where to actually stitch the design. So you have to set them up, and you have to set them up individually, and you really have to be at the machine to do that. You cannot walk around it freely while it's stitching away. And oftentimes on custom quilts, I do a lot of freeform work as well, and that does require me to disengage the belts that actually drive the machine when it's in the computerized mode. And I have to disengage the belts, and then the machine is free for me to move around as I see fit. And when I'm doing freeform work, you are at the machine the entire time, so you don't have the ability to move around, doing other tasks while you're in the studio. So that is, in a nutshell, kind of how that works and how I do get some other things done or accomplished while the machine is running. So as you can see, you know, with edge-to-edge designs, there's definitely more freedom for me to be tending to other tasks. So it does allow me that little bit of me time every now and then, and also filling customer orders or answering emails, whatever. But I'm usually in the room monitoring that machine at every task. So I hope that answers some of those questions about how I get things done. But I also do have my specific me time as well, or time to do other things around the home. I do, like most of you, have, I try to keep my work day in between certain hours. And when my work day is done, the machine gets turned off, and usually the door to my studio gets closed, unless I'm going to go up and just have some free play time with, you know, putting a quilt design together or going through my own stash and stuff. And I actually devote that time specifically to me. So that's kind of fun. But I do, you know, say, okay, well, my day's done on my customer stuff. And I usually walk away from it at that point and tend to things that need to be done in the house, like making food for my family for dinner, which is a necessity because, you know, everybody can get cranky when they're not getting fed properly. So, you know, I do that obviously, and the laundry, actually, people ask me, how do you do laundry? Well, it's an interesting question, but I do laundry during the day. I usually bring it down with me when I come down, and, I pop a load in, and when my machine has stopped, usually at the end of a design or, you know, at the end of one pass, I'll usually come down and check on the laundry, see if it needs to be changed. So I do get a little time in there where I get to actually get my exercise in. I go up and down the staircase to do that. So that's kind of neat. But so I do get that, those kind of tasks and those housework tasks in that way. And at nighttime, I usually reserve the evening. If I want to work on something of my own, I will do that. But a lot of times I will take my laptop and I will sit in the family room with my family, and we'll watch a show, and I will definitely interact with them, but I will be also answering emails or surfing the net for any kind of new ideas. So I kind of am doing double duty there, but a lot of people also think that I don't sleep a whole lot. I'll tell you, I am one of those kind of people that needs her sleep, period. And I do get into bed about the same time every night, and I get up about the same time every day, and I usually get a good 7.5-8 hours of sleep in. So you might think I don't sleep a whole lot, but I certainly make sure I get my sleep in, because if I don't, I don't function real well. I know a lot of people don't function too well if they don't sleep very good, and I am one of them. But I tend to, I guess I do tend to have a lot of things going on all at once, a lot of different projects and things, and it may seem as if there's not a lot of time. But if you really, really try and organize yourself, one of the things that I do is I cannot live without this. And if you do not do this, I highly, highly recommend you do this. I work with a calendar. I happen to have a Mac and I have an iPhone, and I use iCal all the time. I put everything that I do, every appointment, every customer that is coming over, every little thing on there. So I know what my day looks like at any given time and can plan things around it. If I do not use a calendar, then things could really go by the wayside and kind of go awry. And that has happened before when I've failed to record something. That has happened. Definitely use a calendar. If you feel that you're not organized or you're not getting done what you need to get done, that so helps you. I cannot tell you. And the way my calendar works, everything syncs with one another. So if I put it in on my iPhone, while I'm out, you know, I'm making an appointment, I put it on my iPhone, what happens is it syncs back automatically with my computers at home. So it's always somewhere for me to see. It's always on my computer calendar or my iPhone, and it's always a fingers away to just get what I need when I need it. So that is really, really important to do if you are not organized. The other thing I find as far as a great tip for organization, I find that I work better when things are always in their place. And I don't necessarily mean it has to be neat, because sometimes my husband teases me about this. There could be a pile of stuff sitting somewhere, but I'll be darned, I know what is in that pile. And because I put it there, I made a mental note and I put it where I knew I would find it. So my suggestion to you is to always put things in the same place every time, and you will always remember where something is, and I think you will tend to work more efficiently when you do that. When I'm in my studio, I tend to like my studio definitely more on the neat side, because if it's a total chaos, I cannot function on a daily basis, and I am in there every day working, so it really needs to be in some state of organization. There are a couple things that might help you out pretty good is definitely have some kind of shelving system where you can organize your things. Bins are always a great way. If you have scrap fabric that you collect, cut them into uniform pieces that you'll be able to use and put them in separate bins. In fact, I just went out yesterday to Walmart, and I picked up some of these new beautiful color they're small little plastic tubs. They're I think the manufacturer's Sterilite, but they came in two of my favorite colors, lime green and hot pink, so of course I had to have them. And they're actually relatively inexpensive. I think they range from like $2 to $5, so not bad. But what I thought I would do is I would use them. I would cut up some of my scrap fabrics with my AccuQuilt Studio, and I'd cut some more common shapes that I use, like squares or rectangles or strips. And in each of those boxes or bins, I would put that particular shape. I would cut those, and then if I ever wanted to start a scrap project, those shapes would all be cut and ready for me to use. So that's another great little organizational tip. It's always good to also label those bins so you know what is there and it's quickly at hand for you. So that's another great thing. Trying to think, you know, if you're really having trouble getting organized, definitely make a list of the things that you need to do and start whittling away at it little by little. And once you're to where you want to be, you will become more organized and you will be more efficient in what you do. For me, as from a business perspective, I need to stay organized because I need to, you know, get my work out to my customers because they have deadlines and I want to keep those deadlines for them. And that does keep the customers quite happy when you meet their deadlines or if you're ahead of the deadline. So, you know, you need to be doing that from a business perspective, but even just from, you know, quilting for yourself. If you may have your own personal deadlines that you want to get done, but you need to have that organization built in. So I hope that some of this has helped you by use the calendar whenever you can. Use the calendar. Keep your workspace neat or at least where you can find things. One of the things that you might find helpful is going online and taking a look at some of the quilting blogs out there. A lot of the quilting bloggers have fantastic tips on how they keep their studios neat and or organized, I should say. So it's worth, you know, taking a look online for sure. I'm hoping that in the future on my blog that to show you some of, you know, to give you a little studio sneak peek and to show you how my studio is run and what I do. I hope it could give you a little more visual, but I mean, basically in a nutshell, what you heard today is what I do. And it allows me to get what I want done in a certain amount of time. So when you have the chance, definitely visit me. Keep checking back on my blog, www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com, to see any tips that I might have about organizational skills. And oftentimes I'll link to other blogs, so that'll help you find it. And also check out my online shop, www.cvquiltworks.com/shop or just .com, which is fine. I hope this finds you having a wonderful summer, and I hope you continue to get those projects done on time and become more organized. And I appreciate you coming and listening to me today. Until next time, happy quilting. Thank you.